Hello, Maggie. My name is Tom Jasper in Goderich, and I am the chair of the Goderich Disaster Relief Fund, having been appointed by the committee that I'm a member of, the Ontario Disaster Relief Assistance Program. We are a program that is set up by the Ontario Ministry in cases of extreme disaster to help finance the people above and beyond insurance. Our mandate is twofold. First off, we are responsible for fundraising, and secondly, we are responsible for the distribution of the funds to the people in need.
Can you elaborate a little bit more, ministry, which one, and when the funds come? I was told it was being matched by the government 2-to-1. Is that true?
Yes, that's correct. The program is matched by the Ministry of Housing, and it's up to 2-to-1. We're hoping that for the most case it will be exactly 2-to-1. The fundraising has to be a fairly short period because we're not allowed to give out the funds until we have finished fundraising.
I've been hearing about that problem. People are still waiting for cash. You mean you have to raise the funds as fast as possible?
That's it, exactly. And we have not set a deadline as of yet, but we assume that that will be certainly in the period of a couple months, I would think.
Okay. Now, this money is mostly for rebuilding, right?
Yes. It is an assistance program. So, in other words, it covers those things that insurance does not cover, and it also has a specific area for cases of extreme hardship, where there are people that are really down and out, and there are facilities for us to be able to handle them as well.
Can you go into that a bit more, the extreme hardship?
People that perhaps have had various severe losses of income, where their house may not have had any insurance. We already know of one case where the lady's husband had let the insurance lapse on her house. So she is in pretty bad straits. It will take more to define it exactly, but there is that area of extreme hardship.
Some of the things that I am hearing, one of the more important things I continually hear, is people need cash in hand on the street for personal items. Your fundraiser is not really set up for that, is it?
No, it is not. And we have had very, very generous help from both the Canadian Red Cross, the Salvation Army. I was just speaking with one of the major banks who had given $20,000 to the Red Cross. So we have a very good welfare system in our county, and while this is not my mandate, I am certainly aware that there are cases that we have been very good at handling people that simply are really out of things in terms of just immediate housing, immediate clothing, immediate mm-hmm. food. All of that is being provided by the social services of the county, Salvation Army, and the Red Cross.
Right, and I've been talking to the St. Vincent de Paul Society, who's busy making sandwiches for those very people you talked about. So
our emergency center has been located right from the get-go at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And I know in the early days they were making in excess of 1,500 meals a day.
Now that, I am told, is now being used to feed the workers, the firemen, the policemen, the repair people. It's largely set up for those kinds of people.
Yes, they certainly have been included.
Okay, so I'm going to be speaking to the St. Vincent de Paul people in the later discussion, and they are a little bit closer to the street, so it's good to talk to you and find out and clarify exactly what you're doing and what your funds are supposed to cover, so people don't run to you asking for cash for toothpaste when there's someplace else they can go and get that. So let's narrow it down a little bit more about what your committee is funding.
All right, the setup, as I said, for basically those needs for your home, property, and properties that are not covered by an insurance plan, number one. The good news is I'm hearing there are lots of people saying, oh, no, we're 100% covered. But usually under this program there will be some hundred of applicants. They go through a formal application process to apply for help with any eligible needs in terms of their house, their property, that haven't been covered. Then there is a review process, and they're eligible to receive up to 90% of the claim that they're making.
Okay, as long as they're making claims about house and contents or house only?
House, contents. We already had one, I think, tree fell on his truck and it wasn't properly covered by insurance. You know, anything that's related to house and properties.
That's excellent. Okay, so that's clarification. Property owners and people with those little gaps can go to your committee. Now, I heard there's a numbering system, so it's not going to be biased to people that might know each other?
No, that's right. The system is, in the first case, we hire two project managers, and they will be helpful with the filling out of the forms and the actual dealing with the individuals. These will be people that are experts in this that have done it before. They bring the application to the committee, and all the committee will know that it's a numbered application.
So they'll just see what's needed and how much is asked.
That's right.
And there will be a number attached to that request form, and so you.
That's
go,
it exactly.
How do you put it, the money out there? How do you put it out there?
Well, basically, we will have a full treasurer and all the accounts, and I believe in the long run, the check actually is issued, I think, by the town of Goderich, but don't quote me, but whether it's from us directly or the town of Goderich, there will be, the check will be issued.
To a number or a person?
No, it'll go to the person. That'll have to go back through the manager.
So you clear it, then it goes to the manager who knows the number matches a person?
Exactly, and the tenant goes back, it will be paid.
So the tenant gets a check made out in their name at the end of this?
Oh, yes.
How long is this process going to be?
It varies, but this is a very large devastation here.
Yes.
A great number of affected homes and businesses. We've already asked the ministry people about times and deadlines and all this kind of stuff, and I think we're going to have to be a bit flexible simply because of the scope.
Right.
This is probably the largest one that they've handled in 20 years. So, we'll just have to make it work and do what we have to do.
Can we explain to people who have never seen Goderich why it's so unique, why the downtown center is so compacted, adding to its beauty, but why it wiped out so much business?
Goderich is one of the older towns in Ontario. It goes back to the fact that there was a river mouth here and a harbor here, and at one point they had designated Goderich to be as large a growth center as Toronto. It was given a very significant architectural plan and wide avenues, and the main square, which is in the shape of an octagon with the wide avenues radiating all out from it. This was all done historically because of the harbor and in the anticipation of it being a major center in Ontario. So there is a wealth of 1,800 homes, businesses, buildings, and a wonderful natural beauty, taking into consideration the Maitland River and the Lake Huron, as well as this beautiful town plan.
So how many people are now without a building, a house?
The final number hasn't been established yet. It's my understanding there's not a lot of houses that need to be totally torn down. I don't think that number will hit 20, but it's in the hundreds, the number of houses affected. The businesses, the jury's out. Because of the very, very significant heritage aspect to our square, their heritage people are here. We have heritage architects here. It's going to certainly take some sorting out to concentrate on preservation, yet take into consideration the needs of the business and the needs of the people that work there.
Okay, so number one, nobody's got a job.
That it hit the our number one employer, Sifto Salt Core, which is certainly a significant employer as well. But, it was 500 meters wide, the swath that went through town. So there's still a significant portion of the town up and running and back to normal.
So all the downtown is kind of gathered and concentrated in this one area. And I understand you're trying to keep the heritage value, which may make a bit of a slowdown process for rebuild.
Well, the heritage people are promising, and I've been party to their meetings, We're promising fast tracking and assistance, and there's a wonderful assistance from the Architectural Conservancy of Ontario, from Heritage Canada. All of these people are here, and we are hoping that we can streamline the process, but yet still end up with a result that puts us back to the state of beauty, which is so important for our tourism industry.
Right, you are a tourist town, being one of the prettiest towns in Ontario.
Certainly, as far as Ontario is concerned, I don't have the actual facts, but it's the last F3 tornado was many years ago, and it was not in as significant an area. So I think probably this is going to rank up there as far as southern Ontario is concerned. This is going to probably be the worst and maybe hopefully the worst for a long time to come.
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't happen again as the other consideration. Why did it happen? Why did he hit the town? Will it happen again? I wonder if people are thinking about that when they rebuild.
There is no question that we had a very large town meeting with some thousands in attendance, which first and foremost was there to itemize all of the help available from a personal point of view, from your physical well-being, your psychological well-being, and there's no question there's a lot of stressed people. And but we have wonderful services here, victim services, and other branches that are here to counsel, to help, and to be here because, you know, this isn't going to go away from people's minds in a day or two.
No, it's like a bomb went off.
A significant event.
Yeah, it's like a war zone. A bomb went off by the looks of it.
It is, exactly, and you're constantly reminded of it. And, you know, the first phase you go through, you're just busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes for people the reality hits. But we're hoping that we will have lots of assistance for people.
Yeah, so I want people outside of Goderich to really understand what happened here, that it wasn't just a tornado and a few things were damaged. An entire town was wiped out, basically.
Well, certainly a significant aspect of our business core in that our number one industry and then a subsidiary of that, they have actually two plants. And the angle it went through town, it hit both of the SIFTO, the mine and the evaporator plant, and it hit the major downtown core. So it was about as bad as it could get for a town.
Man, it's like the tornado tried to kiss everything that supported that town, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. It certainly couldn't have had a worse path.
So this will take a while. Now, as far as people knowing about, people want to jump in a van and bring stuff up and come. What do we say to those people?
I would say at this point, in terms of donations of food and clothing and all this, I believe they are fairly well covered. My advice at this point would be to call more the emergency. I believe there's a 211 number, which is the emergency line. Mm-hmm. I think we're starting to think more seriously about rebuilding, and this is where my fund and my work comes in, that the immediate nature in terms of people helping saw trees, we are almost cleaned up. It's amazing that at this point, within 8 or 9 days, that we're almost cleaned up in terms of the streets are 100% passable except the downtown core, so the people can get around. But in terms of food and clothing, I think the needs are fairly well met, and this is where probably the best thing people can do now is to give cash and help us the next phase.
Cash, that's what I keep hearing. So the cash that will be matched 2-to-1 to help these properties rebuild, the address is?
Yes, the checks or the both the checks and the address is the Goderich Disaster Relief Fund. And it will be received at 57 West Street in Goderich. And the postal code is N7A2K5.
And Goderich Disaster Relief Fund is what you want written
yes,
on the check.
Yes, both the checks made out to that and the address on the envelope to that.
Okay, we've been promoting that address here on the station. We'll continue to run that. Is there anything else that you would like to add or ask for people that have no idea about Goderich?
I think that number one, we certainly have been proud of our fact of bragging about being the Goderich's prettiest town. And it is a very significant tourist destination with a very significant heritage beauty as well as our natural beauty. And it is our wish that, as is the wish of many, many people around the province, that that this beauty be restored and that the jobs and the well-being of the citizens be come back as soon as possible.
Is this creating any jobs locally for the moment?
There will absolutely be a building boom and a jobs boom cleaning this up. I had opportunity to speak to one of the restoration firms, the CEO, just simply at the mine alone. First off, there will be a demolition aspect to much of this. They will have to hire many workers.
Okay.
Most of these restoration firms have a policy to hire the local people.
Good.
So that there will be, in the short term and in the medium term, there will certainly be a bit of a boom from demolition and rebuilding.
So there will be jobs created out of this for people that are out of money and out of cash. So there's a way
there will be jobs created. That's it exactly. And, you know, the point is, though, we need the extra money to help, you know, the person rebuild their house, to help them get on, but there's certainly going to be lots of need for work.
So before things can get going and get in motion, you need to get that cash in the door, those donations sent to the address you just given. And as soon as that's done, you can start the process. Is that what you're saying?
That's it exactly.
Okay.
Now, you know, you have to take also into consideration the majority of insurance money, and those processes have already started. Much of the work being done is covered by insurance, so the restoration companies are here starting the restoration work, so that things are happening fairly immediately in many cases. Our fund will be more to handle the people where maybe they don't have all of the insurance and the wherewithal to start things as quickly as they might like.
Right. It's going to get cold soon. They need those roofs covered and rebuilt, and we have to get at it quickly because of the nature of the weather that's changing. So we're talking weeks. That's why you say
yes, and our program does have the ability to give out funds earlier in terms of extreme need. So, you know, we're hoping that we can look after everyone in the best assistance that we can provide in the time provided.
Okay. Where do people go to get that extreme need funding?
Again, it's the Ontario Disaster Relief Assistance Program. Those offices will be at 57 West Street, the town hall.
Okay, so that's the town hall. So if people go to 57 West Street, they'll get the information they need.
It won't be available in the next few days, but I would say by the, even by next Monday, whatever, after Labor Day, we should have it available. The important thing is that the funds will be matched so that you give a dollar, it's really $3, and I think that is a very significant thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Maggie, this is wonderful. You know, it's amazing the human spirit. There's so many people around the province that have some love or connection to Goderich, and we are just deluged with offers of help, and our need is great. We won't underestimate that. Our need is great, and we're overwhelmed by the wonderful support we're receiving from across the province.
And not to forget, this is not just a beginning thing. This will go on for years.
Oh, yes, yes. No, by that, I mean, some of these businesses on the square, I'm sure, will be a significant time to get back to full restoration.
Right. So, again, a month from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, even though you need a lot of funds to begin with, there's still, you know, chances and windows of opportunity for people, but you have to, you know, we have to keep updating this information. It isn't fixed, won't be fixed for a long time.
No, that's right. That's it exactly.
Thank you.
I appreciate your help, Maggie.
All righty, sir.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.